Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother Canada 10 Roundtable Podcast. Yes, that's right. You heard me right. It's the Roundtable Podcast here on a Monday night after the episode. Why are we doing this? Why is it the Roundtable? It's because we have a live event here on Wednesday in New York for Survivor. And so we had to mess with the schedule a little bit. And it really doesn't matter because the feeds shut down on Saturday. There's nothing, no difference between tonight or tomorrow night or, you know, any night and basically until Wednesday when we get new information for the first time. So, that is why we are here today to talk, Roundtable, to talk Stockwatch. So this is a full spoiler podcast. We will also, of course, be talking about what we saw in tonight's episode as it pertains to, the roundtableness. But we will be talking about everything we saw up until the feeds ended, which includes the fact that, we do know the veto winner. So, be prepared, be prepared. I think we might have a little bit of StreamYard issue maybe on YouTube, but, that tends to resolve itself eventually. So, hopefully it'll get fixed at some point. But what I can do now is, introduce the people joining me tonight. First we have Asia. How you doing, Asia?
Hey, Taryn, I was really hoping after the countdown that we were going to have like be surprised with Wendy's breakfast. So I'm kind of really let down.
Yeah, I too wanted Wendy's breakfast. First time ever. I don't think anybody's ever had Wendy's for breakfast in their life, right?
I mean, where I went to college, we had a Wendy's on campus that was open from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m., but it did not serve breakfast.
Yeah, well, it's a first for everything. Also with us tonight is Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing well. Although, speaking of Wendy's breakfast, literally cannot believe that that is what we got behind that mystery door was just a Wendy's commercial. I was very, very, very disappointed. I thought, you know, maybe it was going to be like the, you know, award show or something, like they were going to do something to tie it into the award show. Like, oh, congratulations, you've made it to this point. Now here's the award show. Here's your outfits, et cetera. Instead, it was just like a breakfast and you get to test out the HOH comp. Like that's been done before to test out the HOH comp and they get Wendy's every week. I get that it's breakfast, but like that has been a door that we've been like counting down the entire season. And that's what we got out of it. Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing.
I mean, it's on brand with the doors, like what the doors are giving this season.
Well, true, but you'd think, well, at least I would hope that something important. I mean, I honestly, like, I wasn't even thrilled. Like, my initial thought was that it was just going to be like the final award show. And I was like, I don't love that that's what's behind the door, but okay, I guess it is a big deal. Like, it's like, you know, the final party or whatever before it all like comes down to the end. But like, they didn't even do that. So like, I don't know. I was doubly disappointed. It was just very stupid.
Yeah. Really, really building it up. I mean, I guess the point is that now we're talking about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. But I mean, like, we already talk about Wendy's every week. Rob talks about how whatever chicken sandwich he's interested in. Like, I mean, that's all we get. I don't know.
Yeah, it was you could even see on their faces, like they were like, oh, yay.
Like, oh, I love breakfast.
Oh, I'm so happy. Wendy's.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Like, I'm
waited for 63 days for, oh yeah.
That's the thing, is if they wanted to just do like, we want to do a special thing for Wendy's breakfast, we'll give them a preview of the HOH, like they'll talk about eating breakfast for a bit, it'll be a good ad for Wendy's, like totally fine. I'm absolutely cool with that. But don't make that be the big reveal mystery door, like have that be just an additional thing. Like, that was the biggest letdown I've ever seen. I was like, you know, not much is going to happen on this episode because it's just going to be the BB Can Awards, but at least we get to see what's behind that door. Well, we didn't, because there was nothing behind it.
Yeah. I mean, worst of all, you know, that Wendy's, it's 63 days old.
Yeah. Gross, right?
I've been waiting there the whole time.
Yeah. That can't be good. It can't be health code.
Oh, boy. Well, we are here to talk through everything that has happened this week on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. There's not too much to go through, and there's not too many players to rate, because that's the other thing we do here. We rate the players from 1 to 10 based on how well we think they're doing in the game. The interesting thing about this particular roundtable is that we are here now at the final four, and it's actually the final three. It's been the final three for a few days now, but we don't know who the final three is exactly. We have a guess. It's maybe a little bit less confident than most seasons' guesses, but we do have a guess, but we don't know for sure. And so we are going to rate all of the players that we saw there. And you know, we didn't, it's like a movie where if you don't see them die on screen, it's like you can't be sure that they're actually dead.
Yeah, it's Schrodinger's final four, Schrodinger's final three, whatever.
Yeah.
If you can't see it.
And we will also be doing all kinds of other things, including Canada's favorite player poll. We've got the favorite from the final four remaining, rating the episodes, trying to predict jury votes, all kinds of fun stuff here tonight. So let's get into it. Asia, what have you found the week of Big Brother this week?
Oh, I've been a lot more into it than I thought I would be. I never thought I would be final four checking feeds, trying to see like what the conversation is. I mean, the most exciting part of the season was learning who won veto, you know? So it's just like I've been really excited about this season all along, because I love the seasons that aren't predictable and that anything could go any way. And the fact that we're still getting that here at Final Four has just been amazing. I've loved it. So I thoroughly enjoyed this week. And I'm glad that, you know, it wasn't one of those situations where we check out at Final Four and just like, oh, well, let's just go ahead and end the season. But they've been playing.
Yeah, this is certainly one of the more interesting Final Fours, or even just like down the stretch. I mean, usually Endgame is extremely boring and we basically all just try and like barely pay attention to feeds, because it's just like, I mean, there's nothing there. They just are usually sitting around playing like solitaire or whatever they're doing, playing little games, and it's very, very boring. And this season, actually, we have some gaming and we don't know who's going to win. Like, usually at least you have like a front runner and then like, you know, you can kind of figure out who's going to be in the final three, maybe final two, maybe the winner. This one is extremely unpredictable and it's been changing every minute. And especially because, you know, you have like near the end of the season, this like revelation that like, oh my God, Kevin's been playing us the whole time. And then that changes the dynamic for sure, because if they hadn't figured that out, like Kevin could have just taken this whole thing to the end and it would have been easy peasy. But now that he's been found out, we don't know what's going to happen, and it's made it a lot more exciting than usual.
Yeah. Well, the survey is still live right now. If you find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, you can find, I recently retweeted the survey link for the week. If you want to get your thoughts in on the ratings for the player this week and all of those other questions, you still have a little bit of time left to get those in. It will close soon. So that is your opportunity, but yeah, it's been an interesting week. You know, usually again, yeah, as you said, the final four, usually pretty slow. But I think that even what we saw in this episode tonight was like, there's an element of still like betrayal, Josh betraying Kevin and Helena, and the juiciness of that. Josh really just toying with Kevin here. Kevin trying to play his game like he did before, and it's just not landing as well as it seemed to before. And just, you know, where do things go from here? Kevin has been putting a lot of work in trying to convince Josh and Betty that he is the weaker player and that he should be taken to the end. But it certainly seemed from, especially from this episode, that like their minds are definitely leaning toward evicting Kevin here. The thing for me was, now we saw straight up on the feeds that, or I get, let me set you up here again, full spoilers for this podcast. But Josh not only won the HOH, he also won the veto. And so he told Betty that he plans to use it on her and that she will have the sole vote to evict. Betty told Josh that she will essentially let him decide who is evicted, but she told him that she was leaning toward evicting Kevin. We weren't entirely sure where Josh was leaning. It seemed like he had been leaning toward evicting Kevin for a little while. But in this episode, when Josh is like, so the reason I don't want to put Helena on the block is because I'm setting up an argument against her if I'm sitting next to her in the final two. It definitely made it seem like we know where maybe his mind is at.
Mm-hmm. I thought this episode was really good for Josh. I feel like in the past, it's been a lot of like Kevin or other people kind of leading Josh along on his own, on his game. And I just never really got the sense that Josh was thinking for himself all that much. I didn't think he was a dumb guy by any means, but I didn't think he was this like master strategist or whatever, who was like thinking like three steps ahead of everyone else. And especially when it's like, oh, okay, he like wanted to help Helena keep her, you know, her streak. Okay, that's nice. But really, in his DR sessions this episode, you really got to see that like he is thinking endgame. He is thinking like, what are the potential arguments? Like, what's my best chance at winning? And I do feel like this episode put him in a lot, in a much better light, in a much stronger light than the previous episodes have. So I was very impressed with him, for real. I mean, I don't think that if he wins, he'll be a bad winner by any means. I do feel a tad bit disappointed because I do really, really love the game that Kevin has played the entire time. And somebody kind of turning it on at the end is impressive to me, but I don't feel like I'm as enthused about that style of gameplay than I am about Kevin, who was on the entire game.
Asia.
There we go. I was trying to save y'all from the ice in my water cup. I feel like it could be totally justified. Like, Josh will be a totally justified winner in case he's sitting against Helena or Betty, because he has the story of fighting for his life the entire game, where he's on the block multiple times. And then once he hitched his wagon to Kevin, he realized, okay, Kevin is doing all the strategy work. And as long as I can go along with him, and I'm already trying to downplay, you know, my intelligence as a doctor, I just sit back and relax and kind of play a role that I came into this house trying to play. Of course, it's not flashy. Of course, we weren't entertained by that. But then the fact that he's been able to turn it on shows that he would have been capable to do, if he was doing this at the beginning of the game, there's no way we would be talking about Josh today, because he'd be long gone. They would have easily voted him out of the house. So I feel like he played the game that he needed to play in order to make it to the spot. And for a while, we were thinking this is Kevin's game to lose. And fatal flaw at Final Five. I mean, and it's biting him in the butt, but those are the consequences of just waffling all over the place. And so that's definitely going to, you know, obviously is going to play a part in all of our ratings on Kevin, because, you know, people that, you know, are tens, they can consider all of these options. They can consider the possibilities of somebody turning on them and not being overly confident about that. So, you know, I think even though, you know, there are many times people have been so mad at Josh about the game. I don't know how many times my mom texts me just like, Josh is getting on my nerves. But the fact that he's like in the end, I can like, especially going back and then listen to Taryn talk about Josh's game, it's just a refresher of just like, okay, I think I could totally be okay with a Josh win at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, especially as I started doing the notes for Kevin's game recap, which, you know, they couldn't have just like confirmed for me that Kevin was gone, because let me tell you, there's so much more that Kevin has done in comparison to the other three. It is not even remotely close. Kevin is involved in nearly every movement of the game. It's ridiculous. And he's played a phenomenal game to get here. But the thing is that competitions matter a lot. If you can't win competitions, mm-hmm. or your allies can't win competition, like your number one ally can't win a competition for you, you have to run perfect. You have to be the perfect 10 or you will lose. Being a 9, being a 9.9 is not good enough. You need to be able to win when it matters. And Kevin, unfortunately, has not been able to pull through. Even being able to practice this HOH competition, he was horrible in it. He couldn't land one of those balls into the right place for if it could save his life. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's just how it goes. Josh made way more mistakes, played a much less active and, powerful game overall. But those mistakes are able to be covered up by the fact that he's able to win. That's it. He's winning, and that's all that matters. Like, you need to be able to win. If you can't win, then you need to be perfect, and Kevin was not perfect. At the end of the day, that's just how it goes.
Yeah. I also thought it was interesting when Josh is confronted about not throwing the comp, and Kevin's like, yeah, I should not have trusted you. You played me on that. You lied. And he's like, well, can't someone change their mind? It's like, well, yeah, but also like you said you were going to do something and then didn't. So you did kind of play him. Like, it just, yes, but the outcome is the same. It's exactly right what Kevin said. It's like, yeah, but it still means that you didn't throw the comp and you would promise that you would. So like, we're missing something here.
I think Josh knew he was playing him. He was just trying his way out of that conversation.
It's like, okay, yeah, but that's like not a good argument. Right. Just be like, yeah, but I changed my mind. What's the problem? You shouldn't be mad.
Speaking on that comp, do you think that it costs Kevin's mind and all the time he was practicing that he was going to have to aim for a specific number and not just go as far as he could?
I don't. No, I would assume that he would have thought that, but I don't remember if they've done this, because I feel like the first time I remember seeing this competition was Celebrity that just happened. Mm-hmm. We saw that, and I feel like I was like, have I seen this before? I don't remember if we've seen this before. Obviously in my mind, I knew that it was going to be a question comp because I had just seen it in Celebrity. But he must have watched Celebrity. So yeah, it's not, I'm forgetting that this isn't Survivor. It's not like they filmed this forever ago. So he must have known.
Yeah, because that was awful.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's, again, you need to be able to win. I did ask the audience, who do you think was evicted this week? That's sort of the big question of the night. Who was evicted at the final four? 85% of the audience thinks Kevin was evicted. 13% thinks Helena, and 1% of you out there are living in the clouds and think it was Betty.
Yeah, I definitely think it was Kevin, unfortunately. I hope it's not, because I really want him to make it to the end, but you know, I think it's probably him.
Yeah, I was thinking it could be in the air. I was thinking, okay, if Kevin has at least, like, I know we saw Arissa pop up, but if he had had maybe 10 more minutes to kind of talk to Josh, maybe he could have changed his mind in some way, or Josh would have reconsidered something, especially because he was saying, oh, Helena has never been nominated. But the fact that we saw it on the episode, I think that probably would have been like 95% if people had voted after watching the episode tonight.
Yeah. I did also ask the audience, who should Josh and Betty separately, who should they be evicting here at the final four? The audience said for both of, for Josh, 70% said Kevin's the right call. For Betty, 80% said Kevin's the right call. Now I do think it's a little bit different for Josh. I think that Josh, has some reason to believe that like Helena might have a better chance at beating him in the final three HOH, and therefore maybe keep Kevin instead, who's worse at competitions. If Josh's true goal, as he states to Betty, is to get to the final two with Betty, then maybe Helena is the better shot there. For Betty, I feel like Helena is her best chance to win the game right now. But that could be wrong also. At the end of the day, I think that, you probably just take out Kevin. I just feel like you just take out Kevin. You know, he's the one that's, the most likely to be able to win in the end, although they don't entirely think that. But you know that he's the one that's been pulling the strings the whole time. You just, sometimes you gotta just follow your heart in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the fact that, you know, okay, Helena, she can win comps, right? So she might be a threat to win the final three HOH. However, she's going to be totally shaken up by the fact that, you know, her brother in crime is being evicted. I think that that might throw her off her game enough that it's like, it's not even going to have to be a concern for Betty and Josh. But it's just like, if Kevin gets anywhere close, you can't, I mean, if I were Betty, the fact that Josh crossed me once, she even still did not really know that he would save her with this final POV. So mm-hmm. if Kevin is still in that house, there's no way I'm going to final three with Kevin and Josh and think that, oh, Kevin's not going to pull out all the stops to have Josh bring him to final three, final two.
Yeah, I think it's also worth noting that, like, would Helena really be harder to beat in the final three HOH? Like, if we really break it down, right? Part one of the final three HOH, probably going to Josh, right? Probably going to Josh. It's probably some sort of skill-oriented thing that Josh would probably win. Part two is probably some sort of elaborate puzzle-esque quiz thing that they normally do. Betty has shown to not be great at those over the last two of them that have happened. Now, Kevin is also not great at them, but Kevin has been able to beat Betty at both. Helena has also beat Betty at both. So I kind of feel like odds are both Kevin or Helena would probably beat Betty at part two, which means it's going to come down to the quiz at the end anyway. And Kevin actually has performed a little bit better than Helena at the straight up quizzes. So, you know, I still think that that Josh is like a heavy favorite to win regardless. But, you know, at the very least, I don't think there's a clear differentiator between Kevin and Helena in the final three HOH. If anything, I feel like Kevin might have a slight chance, a slightly better chance at beating Josh. But mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are just my thoughts. So I also asked, if given the choice, who does the audience think Josh will take to the final two? Do they believe that he will take Betty? The audience does believe it. The audience thinks that 83% of the audience says Josh will take Betty to the final two. 11% say maybe he takes Helena. Maybe that number would be a little higher after this episode, talking about being in the end with Helena. I don't mm-hmm. think that he meant it as like, I'm definitely taking Helena, though. Mm-hmm. I think he mostly meant it in the sense of like, in the event that Helena wins the final three HOH and I end up sitting next to her somehow, then I would want this argument against her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he would take Betty. I think especially after their like reconciliation, I think he really regretted putting her on the block. And I do think that he thinks of her as a friend in real life. And I think that he wouldn't want, if he had the opportunity to cut her, like, I don't think he would do that. I think he would take her along, especially because I don't think he thinks that going against her is like a way for him to lose. Like, I think he still thinks that he wins against Betty. So I don't really see any reason from his perspective to not take Betty with him to the final two. So I could absolutely see him taking Betty.
Yeah. There was a great shot in the episode where Kevin said to Josh, obviously you don't want to be sitting in the end with Betty. She beats everyone. And Josh is sipping. And he, as soon as Kevin says that, he like looks to the side like, I don't know about that. Like, he believes he can beat Betty. And so I think he's going to take Betty.
I think even Betty even believes he beats Betty. So I think that it's a win-win situation. You don't have to betray her again and you can win the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also asked the audience, if given the choice, who would Betty take to the final two? Will she really take Josh or will she take Helena, who she has said outright she thinks Helena is an easy win in the end? She has mentioned to the cameras by herself before she made up with Josh that she planned on cutting Josh and taking Helena. But ever since she did make up with Josh, she has not said any of that. But she does still say that Helena is an easy win. 72% of the audience still does think, in fact, Betty will take Josh. And I do tend to agree. 25% of the audience, though, thinks could be Helena. In both instances, nobody thinks that anybody's taking Kevin to the final two. 4% and 2% respectively.
That's so sad.
I made this a big point on Betty's game recap that I think that this is basically her final opportunity to really be business B instead of, you know, Betty that's being led by her heart. And it's to win that final three HOH, cut Josh, take Helena, the easy win, and probably win. Now, the problem is that Kevin could be in the jury house, like really campaigning for Helena, and that could be bad. And maybe the right call is to take Josh. Maybe she doesn't need to not lead by her heart. Maybe leading by her heart is what's going to give her the win, after all, by taking Josh. And then people are so bitter at Josh that, that they end up, voting for, Betty to win. It's just, it's a little hard to see, but it's not impossible because basically, and we'll talk about jury votes, but yeah, we'll wait until we talk about jury votes because that's going to be a whole thing. I also asked the audience, who do you want to be evicted this week? And some very interesting responses. It's almost dead even across all three. 36% say Betty, 32% say Helena, 30% say Kevin. So people all over the place. There's an even split here.
And that was who they wanted to be evicted?
Who do you want to be evicted? Yeah.
Yeah, it is a tough spot because, like, for me, for Josh and Betty, like, I would want Kevin to go out. But then as a viewer, it's like I would want to see Kevin go as far as he can, whether that's final three, final two. Because of the game he's played, because of what we've been able to see all of these weeks. But then it's just like, if you have the chance right there in front of you, and I think if you have the chance in front of you, you can't not take it. And I think being able to see Josh and Betty realize what Kevin has done, I think that's something we're missing on a lot of masterful players we've seen in the past, is people not catching on to what they're doing in while they're in the house. You have all these, oh my gosh, this happened once they're in the jury, but rarely does it. Yeah, we got to see that again. So you rarely see it, people happening in the house where they can actually do something about it. So that's kind of where I'm like teeter tottering. And I don't know what I want personally.
Yeah. Well, I asked the audience, who do you want to win Big Brother Canada 10? 51% want Kevin to win. Second place, 28% want...
This is business B. Betty, let's get it.
...to win. 12% want Josh to win. Only 7% want Helena to win. I think Kevin kind of eats up probably most of that equity there. That's who they want to win. But who will win Big Brother Canada 10? 82% of the audience thinks that Josh is the Big Brother Canada 10 winner. 12% say Betty, 2% Helena, 1% Kevin.
Yeah, that sounds about right, unfortunately. Yeah.
Look, I guess we probably will talk about it, but was that the decision, the final five, who to vote to evict? Was that the decision that did lose Kevin the game? Mm-hmm. Because if we're in a situation where JC Lynn is here, okay, yeah, she may have not teamed up with Betty hardcore, but Betty had already had the realization about Kevin and Helena, so maybe there was a potential there. But, you know, it could have been a situation where JC Lynn won the POV and the HOH, and Kevin would be right in the situation again.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think Jace wins that HOH, considering how terribly both Helena and Kevin did in it. I think she wins that HOH. Does she also win the veto? We haven't seen it, you know, so we don't know what it is. We know that Helena was, I think roughly like 8 to 10 minutes off of Josh's time. And then Kevin was another like 10 minutes below Helena, and Betty was way out of it. Decent chance she would have been able to win the veto, but maybe Helena wins it. Either way though, I did talk to her in the exit interview, and she said she had planned on cutting Betty at 4 and bringing Kevin to the final 2, which is a lot better than the odds that Josh would have done that right now. Cause yeah. Of course there's a chance that Betty gets in there with Jace and says, no, Kevin's the mastermind. You can't listen to him. And Jace comes to her senses and decides to do something else. The odds, are much higher that they're able to skate through there. Who knows? I definitely think that this was, a game losing mistake, for Kevin, to keep Josh around and to lose Josh and to waffle back and forth. Because right. Again, I think he could have kept Josh, but, he could not spend all of that time wavering. That was just a huge mistake.
That he wasn't, like, I feel like it was even just the indication that he might not keep Josh, like, is huge. I mean, that would absolutely, if I'm Josh, be like, oh, okay, clearly Kevin is not with me. There's something going on here. And then the second Betty explains, like, yes, Kevin's the mastermind or whatever, there's a lot going on, I'd be like, yeah, of course there is. But if, on the other hand, Kevin the whole time was like, no, we're keeping you, and maybe privately was thinking, like, I don't know about this, I don't know what to do, then maybe Josh would be like, no, Kevin's loyal to me, he's obviously going to keep me. And then Kevin ends up keeping him, and it's like, okay, we're still good. Yeah, I just feel like it was the going back and forth. It was telling other people that you're considering evicting people. I mean, by the end of it, both people were upset, like, being like, okay, so you said you were going to keep me, and then you weren't going to keep me, and then you were going to keep me again. Now I'm very confused. You're kind of just sort of like stringing me around. And that was just not a good move at all. You need to make your decision and stick with it, and then, like, work that person that you're keeping the rest of the week so that they're on your side. Like, it's that simple. And instead, you know, they just went back and forth and back and forth while letting everybody else be completely aware of the fact that they were going back and forth. So it was just such a bad week played all around, for sure.
Yeah. And even in this episode, Kevin's like, he must've realized that we were going to cut him. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Were you there last week? Not only did you act like you were going to cut him, but you straight up told Betty,
Then asked Josh to throw the HOH if they keep him.
Yeah.
Right. Like, none of that this should not be the way it played out at all. Like, that, it was just a bad week all around. I don't think, like you said, Taryn, I don't think it's, oh, the fact that he cut JC Lynn and kept Josh is the mistake. I feel like the whole week was a mistake. There are so many ways it could have been, you know, still okay, even if he kept Josh. And yet it just was, the whole week was just played wrong. And it just, yeah, it's bad for them, for sure.
Yeah. I also asked the audience, how would you rank each player as a winner of Big Brother Canada if they were to win the game? The tiers, of course, bottom tier, low tier, middle tier, great tier, top tier, and then in the Big Brother pantheon. We have the potential rankings for each potential winner. Both Josh and Betty in the middle tier for the audience. Helena just shy of great tier, just at the very top of middle tier. And Kevin just shy of the pantheon in the top tier, if he were to go on to win. I think maybe without that mistake, he would have been in the pantheon, but now it's maybe called into question, even if he does pull it out. We will see. That's sort of the feeling of the audience as of right now. I think that's pretty fair overall. I think maybe Helena deserves a little bit of, I think she needs to get that bump into the great tier, but.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so hard to say, though. I don't know. It's so hard. I'll wait until you review their games. But it's so hard to say, you know, who was playing what role in the Ghost. You know, what is it a situation where you put Helena in a different season without Kevin that she's able to play the game that she did play?
And I know because she was moving so silently, Kevin is probably, and he was the one in the forefront, he's getting more credit for the moves that were made. But I don't know. I just, it's hard for me to see her doing much better in a different season without, not without him, but without what he provided in that partnership.
Yeah, I think the key thing for me when I went through Helena's game was the sort of through line for me was she talked to Kevin at one point in the game about how she doesn't have a lot of self-confidence. It's kind of a thing with her. And I feel like that permeates throughout her game. I feel like her game lacks confidence, and it shouldn't because she's an excellent player. But because she lacks confidence, she sometimes is unable to make the moves she needs to make without the encouragement of Kevin. And, at the end of the day, always refers to Kevin in terms of the decision they're going to make. Even when he's sometimes wrong, she goes with what Kevin wants. And if she had more confidence in herself and her ability in the game, I think she'd be able to perform well. But without Kevin there to push her, I don't know if she ever breaches that barrier. So it's interesting, but you know, you can hear more of my thoughts on Helena tomorrow morning. Okay, we have let's go through. Let's talk about the week of the show. How do we rate the episodes this week? The audience says a 7.4, pretty good. I mean, very good for normal standards. Pretty good right. For this season standards. The feeds this week a 6.4. Which, again, pretty good for the final four, but, yeah. You know, they've been down for a few days. So, right. And then the season as a whole so far, an 8.6, down from the 8.8 last week.
Pretty good, though, still.
But still yeah. Very good, very high for sure. Competitions get a 6.7. I feel like competitions have kind of degraded to at least around average. At best, personally.
Well, I feel like today's competition was just like I did not care. So
I feel like it feels like they're like, well, end game competitions, they've always going to be at least pretty similar. It's like, why?
Yeah. They've always got to be really boring. Like that's just very dumb.
Yeah. I was surprised they were still in that room. Like usually like in Big Brother US, the practice, what they're given is not what they're actually doing in the competition.
Right. Like it's just like a dinky version of it. Mm-hmm. And then they go out and do like the big grand, like, yeah, that's what I was expecting. And then it's like, oh, it's exactly the same. Okay, cool. We've just literally spent all this time looking at stupid bacon on a thing surrounded by numbers. It was just very bizarre. Not for me. Apparently I'm not a Wendy's breakfast person. So
I guess not. I would have you guess the player favorite ranking for the final four, but it's the exact same as the who do I want to win ranking. So
yeah,
it's Kevin, Betty, Josh, Helena. And then that's what's going on there. But we can make some guesses at who are you voting for Canada's favorite player? Who are you voting for Canada's favorite player? Who do we think are the top three vote getters for Big Brother Canada's favorite player?
Oh man.
I feel like that's the voting has been all over the place and I've been very surprised by people's like who they're campaigning for. I would say for sure Kevin should win. And I think he should be number one. But I've seen a lot of people campaigning for other people and I'm very surprised.
I literally have seen so many different names. I have no idea where it could go because I'm like, okay, was Herman too evicted too long ago that people aren't as entertained anymore because we're not seeing him every week? So it's just like, if I had to guess, because maybe Gino, I don't even know. Is it
Gino's
Marty?
A nice guy, but Gino's a nice guy, but he should not be winning this favorite player thing. He brought nothing.
Okay. All right, who's the top three?
I'm going to say Kevin, Summer, and Herman.
I'd say Kevin and Herman, because those are who I would vote for. No one.
Nobody's in third place. Okay.
I would vote for Kevin and Herman if I had the ability to vote, which I guess I kind of do, but.
Kevin is the top pick with 47% of
the vote. Where's the campaign, people? I'm not seeing it anywhere.
Melissa, this is this audience.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying I'm not seeing anybody talk about it on Twitter. His name is not being brought up one time when it, people are talking about Canada's favorite
Where's
players.
Your campaign?
I don't do the campaign. I journalistic integrity. Just kidding. We always argue that we're not journalists. Like whenever anyone's like, you guys need to be unbiased. And we're like, we're not journalists. So that was a joke. For all you who are going to come at me and be like, oh, really? Journalistic integrity? And you're saying you like Kevin the most? Like, yeah, no. So, yes. I'm not going to campaign, but
somebody should.
But somebody should. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to do
not
the
you.
Work.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the work. I'm just going to tell someone else to do the work.
You not only tell somebody else, but tell them that it's ridiculous that they're not doing it.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Yes. That's exactly what's going on. You guys are not campaigning enough. I need people to campaign more. Thank you. It all comes to a head with the Squid Game music.
It does. All right. Well, Kevin, number one, Asia is correct. Summer is in second place with 20% of the vote. And then Herman was in fourth place with 5% of the vote. In Dina. Third place.
This is business B. Let's get it.
Betty.
Let's get it.
With 12% of the vote.
Okay.
Proud of her.
That's funny.
I very much doubt this is indicative of the actual results of Canada's favorite, but I think there's a decent chance that, you know, I mean, obviously if we're going to actually try to predict who wins, I think you have to look very closely at, Marty and Summer. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they've both already won a vote of exactly what this is.
Right.
And perhaps the only reason Marty didn't win it a second time is because he was ineligible. But Summer won it most recently. So, I think it has to be between the two of them. I think it seems ridiculous to think otherwise in my eyes. You know, maybe there's a push for Kevin, but if Kevin didn't get the safety, then I don't think he's going to get the Canada's favorite.
But I also think, okay, so I will say that, like, I do think with the safety thing, people were saying Kevin's already safe and it might give away his game if we, like, vote for him.
The casual audience is not thinking
strategically
in that sense.
The casual audience isn't saying that, but I'm just saying, like, that is an argument that I saw being made, so that's why people weren't voting for him for that. Like, they didn't want to reveal that, like, he was doing anything behind the scenes because they wanted people to think he was just, like, a non-entity in the game. And then maybe a situation as, like, maybe now people might be wanting to campaign or vote for Kevin now that they're under the assumption that he's getting kicked out right now, that maybe people are like, oh, okay, wait, I thought he was going to win the game, so I wasn't going to vote for him for the favorite player. Now that he's not, like, I need to get on this. I don't know. Maybe it's wishful thinking.
All right. Well, finally, I had the audience try to predict the jury votes. Individual jury votes as well. We've got a lot of different final two scenarios. So let's run it through. I'll read you out the jury votes that the audience thinks are going to be there. And then we can agree or disagree. So in the event that Josh is sitting in the final two with Betty, which I feel like is probably the most likely result at this point, the audience thinks that, and by the way, I included a theoretical audience vote. I don't know if there will be one, if there will be 8 votes, 9 votes, whatever, but I included it as a predictor tool, just in case there was one. So, the audience thinks that if it's Josh versus Betty in the final two, that Josh will win 7-1, against Betty. With Summer being the only vote for Betty. And they think that if the audience votes, that the audience would vote for Betty and it would be 7-2. But if the audience does not vote, it would be 7-1 with Summer as the sole vote for Betty. They think that Moose and Herman are the two people who are closest to voting for Betty in that spot, but that ultimately they will vote for Josh. I don't think this is impossible. I think that this is, especially with, you know, the consideration that Moose and Herman, I think, would be the two next people to vote for Betty. And then I do think the audience would probably vote for Betty. So, you know, I think that this is not the worst read here.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of do think it would be a closer vote, but I could absolutely see the ultimate outcome being Josh winning it.
Yeah, I could see a couple of votes swinging Betty's way, but I also could see a possibility of Summer being in the jury house long enough to see, okay, to like the pain she experienced with being blinded by Josh may not be as fresh when she's voting. So she may be able to look at it like, wow, okay, Josh got Kevin out and he came through at the end. So I have no choice. I have to give him props for that, but who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the thing, right? Like, you've got Marty, Jace, and Gino all saying very positive things about Josh. They're not bitter at Josh. They never felt, you know, super betrayed by Josh. They felt like Josh was impressive. And Jace in particular was kind of singing Josh's praises, and was pretty low on Betty. I think all three of them probably feel pretty high on Josh. The fact that like Summer and Moose and Herman might be upset with Josh is that they are all saying like, we need to vote not emotionally. We're voting on game. So I don't think that, you know, theoretically we wouldn't see that they're going to be impacted by that bitterness. If anything, I think the opposite might be true. We saw Summer in her interview with me already saying, maybe I could get over it and vote for Josh. Mm-hmm. And you know, the fact that Josh probably wins the last like three competitions in a row. I mean, think about what has happened here. Josh won the final, Josh won the triple eviction, didn't compete in the triple eviction veto or the final five HOH. He lost the final five veto, but then won the final four HOH, the final four veto, and he wins the final three HOH. Then he's won four out of the last five competitions he competed in. That's ridiculous. And a lot of them talked about respecting comp wins. So yeah. It seems like it's a tough road for Betty.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know if Betty's going to, we're not going to see the fire we saw in season six, right? Where she's just like pulling out all the stops, just yelling at the jury, explaining why she deserves to win. Because I think she respects Josh's game and she has this view of his game right now that he deserves to win. And I think she's content with that. And so if you have a person who's content with that the other person should win and could win and would win, then they're not going to do anything to try to see like, oh, maybe I do have a chance. So if she's not going to like try to find any points, then we probably wouldn't see her win.
Mm-hmm. I apologize again if the StreamYard is perhaps acting up again. What is StreamYard has gotta fix
get it
their
together.
Problem. Yeah. We experience no issues in the call.
Yeah, fine.
So what are we gonna do? I do now, like I said, I do see a path for Betty to win if she goes to the end with Josh. I think that it would include Summer, Moose, and Herman all being anti-Josh, perhaps pro-Betty. And then maybe they can get, or she can get Kevin and Helena. And if she gets Kevin and Helena, then that's five votes. That's what they need. That's what she needs. Will Kevin and Helena vote for Betty over Josh? I mean, I think they both know that Josh was a very good player. I think the fact that Josh tricked them, yes, they're like kind of annoyed about it, but I think they respect it. And so I'm not sure that that's going to be the path. The only other path is that somehow they've been able to, Moose, Herman, and Summer have been able to kind of pull Marty and Gino and Jace over. Maybe they're not voting as a block. Maybe they just have, enough of like a, hey, yes, you can talk about how you want to respect game and not be emotional. But the fact of the matter is we feel like Josh managed us very poorly in terms of his jury, management. And maybe that's enough. And maybe there's, enough like, hey, Betty really stepped it up here. She flipped Josh back over, got Josh to take her to the end, whatever it is. I think it's possible, but it does seem like it's a tough road. So, all right. Then we have Betty versus Helena. Betty versus Helena. Instead of going up against Josh, Betty goes up against Helena. This is perhaps where, like, say, Betty wins the final three HOH, takes Helena, or maybe Helena wins the final three HOH, takes Betty. The audience thinks that in a Betty versus Helena final two, Betty wins 6-2. Pretty lopsided. The two being Marty and Kevin for Helena.
I can totally see that.
It's definitely possible there. I would say, again, you probably have Herman, Moose, and Summer all in Betty's camp. I think Josh is a Betty vote there as well. That's four votes for Betty right away. Then is Kevin able to sway Jace and Gino over to Helena's side? That's kind of the question. He's not going to have a lot of time. The fourth place juror does tend to go to the jury house here in Big Brother Canada, but it's not like they have a ton of time to like win people over or convince people, right? And now that they know that Kevin is like snaky, like maybe that he doesn't have as much influence over them, they're like, look, we're going to vote how we want to vote. Who knows? I think they both have a shot here realistically, but I would lean Betty. You know, as of right now, barring what influence Kevin may have, because we never really know what kind of influence that would have. I do feel like, you know, I feel like Betty has the leg up here over Helena, which is part of why I feel like the move is probably to cut Josh and take Helena.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think if anyone is capable of having any influence in a quick amount of time, it would be Kevin. And I think he would realize a way like, okay, I need to prepare a speech for them, for Helena to figure. And I feel he could probably pull maybe two or three votes, maybe, if whatever he's able to come up with. But it really just depends on how people are viewing Betty's game while they're in the jury.
Yeah. So Josh versus Helena, let's say. For some reason, Josh did say in his diary rooms in this episode that he was thinking about what he would say versus Helena in the final two. Maybe for some reason he does decide to cut Betty and take Helena, and maybe Helena decides that for some reason it's easier to beat Josh than Betty. And they somehow end up in the final two together. The audience thinks that Josh beats Helena 6-2. Just the same. That it's all the same votes. Marty and Kevin vote for Helena. Everybody else votes for Josh. The audience, by the way, in Betty versus Helena, they think the audience would vote for Betty over Helena. And the audience also thinks that our audience thinks that the Canadian audience would vote for Josh over Helena as well. Now there are some closer votes. For instance, the audience thinks that Summer is maybe could vote for Summer, or sorry, for so the audience thinks that Summer could vote for Helena over Josh. They think that Summer's the closest person to flipping a vote there, but that a lot of those other votes are more likely to be for Josh. I think, again, this is probably the case. In some ways, I think that the audience is right. I think that Helena might actually have a better chance against Josh than she does against Betty. But either way, I do think that it's a tough road.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what makes me think about, you know, Helena and Kevin's game is that, you know, if Kevin is there, we're not seeing this like, oh, well, you know, no matter what, he loses, you know, but with Helena, we're seeing that just because of how she, like, not strategy aside, how she's handled the social relationships in the gang, especially when people are leaving and just like, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, I did go over what would happen if Kevin does make it there. Kevin versus Betty. The audience thinks that Kevin wins 6-2, with Summer and Josh both being Betty votes. Everybody else being Kevin votes, including if the audience votes, they think the audience would vote for Kevin. I don't think we need to go too in detail about Kevin in the final two, because based on what we've seen and heard from the jury, I think that Kevin beats anybody if he's sitting there. I think that that is probably the case. So the audience also thinks that Kevin beats Josh 6-2, with Herman and Betty being votes for Josh, and everyone else being votes for Kevin, including the audience. And then, Kevin versus Helena The audience thinks that Kevin beats Helena unanimously, including the audience.
Yeah, because who's riding for Helena in the jury?
Right.
It would be Kevin. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. I'm inclined to agree. If Kevin makes it there, they think he wins. The question is, can he make it there? So that's the jury predictions. Are we ready to rate the players?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's only four players to rate, but this is, of course, the part of the podcast where we rate each player from 1 to 10 based on how well we think they're doing this week. And you know, at this point, it's our final ratings before the finale. So, you know, short-term safety basically equals what are their chances to get to the final two? And do we think they've already been evicted? Long-term prospects are they going to win the jury vote? And, you know, what did they do this week? Still a factor for me. So let's run through this final four. We will start with Betty. Now Betty is probably in the final three. That's great. Mm-hmm. I feel like she probably has a 2 out of 3 chance of making it to the final two, which is great. The problem is, can she win? We just kind of outlined that, like, she probably has some trouble beating Josh. She probably can beat Helena. But is she willing to take Helena? If Helena wins and cuts Josh and takes Betty, I feel like that gives Helena a little bit more of a case against Betty. It makes it a little less likely that she wins. I do feel like Betty cutting Josh for Helena could be a game-winning move, or Kevin could spin it as, look at how good Helena is. So, you know, either way, I feel like it's a tough road. I feel like Betty is definitely still in it with a shot, but I wish that I had heard from Betty that she was thinking a little more critically about who she wanted to sit in the final two with, because right now I feel like she thinks that she definitely beats Helena and might lose against Josh, but willing to take Josh anyway. And I don't love that for Betty. I feel like this is not a great spot for Betty to be. You know, that said, it's not like, you know, I don't think she's drawing dead. I don't think that she's in a position where, like she can't win the game, but I also don't like that she's like basically letting Josh make the decision, because what if Josh does tell her evict Helena?
Right.
And then she does. Like, I believe that she will.
Yeah.
And if she evicts Helena, then she's sitting in the final three with Kevin and Josh. Can she beat either one of them? Like, I don't know.
No.
So, man. It's tough. I think that I have to give Betty, a 5. I feel like, just the willingness to take Josh to the end, the willingness to let Josh make the decision final four, not winning either of the final four or final four HOH or final four veto competitions. The chance that she's going to win the final three HOH, I think, is not super high either. I'm very concerned for Betty here, moving forward. And so, I am going to give her a 5. Melissa, what do you think?
I agree with what you said. I think that she has a decent, I know we kind of just went through all the votes and everything, but I think there is an argument to be made if she makes it to the final two for her to win. So I don't think she's completely drawing dead or anything like that, but I do think the fact that she hasn't really been winning any of these recent competitions, I think that certainly is not great for her. I don't, like you said, love the idea that she's telling Josh, you know, you can make this decision for me. Like, this is, she won Josh won, but she now has the opportunity to make the decision. And like, she should use that to her advantage. She shouldn't just be giving it to Josh by any means. Like, I mean, yes, like Josh just recently, Josh is going to save her supposedly, but like, that he just recently put her on the block. I feel like it's like she should be thinking for herself. She shouldn't be like relying on anybody else at this point. We're at the end. And so I really hope that she kind of just uses this to her advantage. I don't know what's going to happen, but yeah, I'm just going to, at this point, I think at this point, I'm just going to stick with my six. You know what? I might go up more because she has a good chance to win. Like, I really do think she does. I think better. She has a better chance to win than she did last week when we rated her. So I think I'm actually going to go to a seven because I do think there's a really good chance for her to win. So she's a seven for me.
All right, Asia.
All right. Yeah, I have to think about the fact that, you know, she, like Melissa said, she does have a chance to win. However, she is putting herself in a position to, she would, if she had the choice, she would get second place because if we just take to the final two. But she is here. You know, if you had told me that Betty would be final four at the beginning of the game with just like how she's not afraid to confront people about stuff. I mean, we even saw it on the episode, the moose, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Kevin, I do hate you. You know, like all these different moments. It's like, oh, there's going to be a point where they're like, okay, we got to get rid of Betty. Just make it happen. But she's still here and she won an HOH and she's figured out Kevin and Helena, or Kevin specifically. So I got to give her props to that. So I'm going to go right in the middle and give her a six.
All right. Well, the audience, little bit lower than you guys on Betty. The audience gave Betty a five this week. Not super confident about Betty's win chances.
Interesting that the whole chat was like, Taryn, a five? You're insane. And now, like, oh, wait, actually, we did the same.
That's typically how it goes. That's pretty typical from the chat. So let's move on to Helena. Melissa, what do you think about Helena?
I feel like I think I'm also like thinking based on the idea that Kevin is gone. And I don't know if I should be doing that because I really don't know if he is or not, but I guess like that seems most likely. I do think that Helena, I feel less confident about Helena's game than I did last time we rated them, because last time we rated them, I felt like her and Kevin, they were like in it to win it. They could take it to the end. Now I think if Kevin is gone, I'm not so sure about Helena's position. It ends up looking like Josh and Betty versus Helena. Now it's possible that, you know, Betty or Josh decides, hey, you know what, I have a better chance against Helena or something, I'm going to take Helena instead. But it just, I don't know if that seems likely. And the fact that people are saying that Helena doesn't, or at least when we went through those jury votes, that it doesn't seem likely that people are going to recognize Helena's game unless somehow Kevin can get into jury house and just like explain everything to them. But I feel like we always hope for that, and we don't really get that unless the person, unless they go into the jury house like a few weeks before and they have some time, rather than going into the jury house like right near the end and they only have like a couple hours. Like jury roundtables, they don't help. So I am a little concerned for Helena in terms of having somebody there to kind of, you know, sing your praises. This is a tough one. I feel like I think Betty has a better chance to win than Helena. So I am feeling like I want to give Helena a lower score. I think I want to give Helena, a six.
Okay. Asia, what do you think?
Yeah. So if we're thinking Kevin is gone, Helena has zero chance to win. She's not winning. Right. So then it's like, okay, then am I rating on how well of a game she has played, or, you know, or because if her winning potential is completely out of there, I'm not going to give her a one, but I do have to think about, okay, leading up to this point, how could she have put herself in a better position? And okay, take Kevin out of the picture. What does she have? She worked so well with Kevin, but she put her all into Kevin. You know, it was like Kevin put his 70% into her, and 30% he spread out equally without everyone else and make sure he put in that time. Helena was 100% into Kevin. And now it's put her in a position where Kevin's gone. It's just like, well, where do I turn? What do I do? I can't rely on Josh. I can't rely on Betty. I haven't built those relationships. So because of that, I'm going to have to give her a 4.
A 4 from Asia. Well, the audience splitting the difference on this one. The audience also gave Helena a 5 this week. So there you go from the audience. Man, I think I have to go even harder on Helena here. And the reason is because, first of all, she could be evicted for all True. We know, right?
Yeah, I feel like we're just saying like,
she could not even be in the house right now. yeah. Second, even if she is in the house, you know, I agree with Asia. I feel like this, it could be a tough call. It could be a tough path for her to potentially win this game. Not only do I think she needs to win that final three HOH, but even if she does, I think that you know, probably Betty would be the person she takes, would still have a decent chance to beat her. So I love that. And on top of that, I have to factor in the fact that she evicted Jace after going back and forth, knowing that that was not the right move. She decided to evict Jace anyway. And she left a goodbye message saying this.
JC Lynn, you're a strong, independent girl. There's no doubt about that. But you focus more on love than the game. My head was always in the game since the beginning.
Shut up.
I know you don't respect my decision, but you're outside of this house and I'm in here.
That's in the grading period.
True.
She did
true.
That during the test.
Ah, you're right.
Like,
I forgot about that. That was so bad.
So
that was
bad.
Beyond bad. Like, I tweeted it out at the time, but like, that was like the worst message. You know, that alone makes me want to give her like a 2. Maybe I should change my score. We're still in the rating period. We haven't finished this one. I can change my score.
It's so bad. And not only was it the goodbye message, but it's also that she said to Helena again, like, hey, look, whatever Kevin decides is what mm-hmm. I'm going to have to do. And it's just like, I think that is the damning thing. That is the thing where it's like, Kevin can go to the jury house all he wants and say, no, Helena was with me lockstep the whole way through. She's a great player. They're probably going to be like, yeah, but she just deferred to you for everything. I mean, he's going to be like, no, I'm telling you, she's great. And I'm like, yeah, of course you want to say that, but we know that you were the player and that she did what you said. And we're not going to let you manipulate us anymore, Kev. Like, come on.
Yeah, you're right. Wait, before you go, so I can still change my score. I'm changing mine to a 4. That goodbye message enough. Well, like, that was just alone enough to awful. Go even lower. Yeah, get that. That's a 4. If that can be changed, change it now. Erase. There we go.
So yeah, I gave her a 4. I gave her a 4 as well. So there you go. That was...
I said it first. I said it before Taryn. I'm not just copying Taryn. I'm not, you know.
Technically, I said it
I'm
first.
I'm copying Asia, but yeah. I'm not copying Taryn.
Yeah.
I do my own thing, which is what Asia does, and then I copy Asia. But you know what? It's fine.
All right. Well, we can both copy Asia when it comes to Josh. Asia, what do you think about Josh?
Ooh, you know, I've these past 2 weeks, I've been impressed with Josh. I'm proud of him. I'm glad he finally got with it. And then I'm like, you know what? He had to play the game he did in the beginning. The first 8 or 9 weeks or however long it was. Had he not played that way, he would not still be here today. Like, he clearly, even by getting second, these people did not even realize his competition ability. He was still able to just be so aloof, social, like, just, I'm just here. I'm having great time with everybody. Oh, I get put on the block. Can y'all save me? Please, can you save me? And now that all of that was super intentional, he's not this mastermind by any means, but at least he was smart enough to know, like, I'm fine doing this right now. And when push comes to shove, I can deliver. Because had he continued to rely on Kevin to take him all the way final two, then Josh would be out right now because Kevin wanted him out. But for him to that, the turning point, obviously, was winning that final three or the triple eviction HOH and getting his head in the game and real and Betty being mad enough at him for him to realize, like, oh, my gosh, I have to do something because I care about Betty. Like, that personal relationship matters to me. And then, oh, it'd be great to also have her in this game as well. So I think that was the wake up call that he needed to get into the game rather than continuing to play how he was. Because I think without that, he would have continued that because he would have thought that was OK. And he would have thought that Kevin would have taken him all away because they were in love with each other. But that was not the case. So I'm so glad that that happened, even though we had to lose Summer and I love Summer. For it to happen that way, for Josh to be here, I think that he's doing what he needs to do. So because of that, and because he wins against either person he's sitting next to, and with the strong thought that Kevin is gone, I think I'm going to have to go ahead and give Josh an 8.
An 8 from Asia. The audience agrees. The audience also gave Josh an 8. Just barely, but they made it there. An 8 from the audience for Josh. And I think I also have to agree. I think that especially if we're looking at just this week, in terms of what he did, he managed to convince Kevin and Helena that he would throw the HOH, and then he didn't. He tricked them. He fooled them. It hasn't happened very often in the game, but he managed to do it. So kudos to Josh for that. He then won both Final Four and Final Three Final Four HOH and Final Four Veto. He's now in a killer position where he's the most likely winner of the Final Three HOH. And he also has Betty saying that she will not only evict who he wants, but, she will take him to the Final Two where he likely beats her at this point. I mean, he's playing a killer game this week. Now, the reason I'm not going all the way to a 9 is that I'm still docking him some points for the fact that he needed Betty to say, hey, they're going to evict you, dude. Do something.
Yeah.
If not for that, I don't think he stays. And so he's getting docked some points for that. And I'm not that confident in the read that he definitely beats Betty or definitely wins in the end. There's definitely still a chance that this jury is just very bitter and that they don't award him with the win. So I'm not going to go higher than an 8, but I will give him the 8. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, I'm going to stick with an 8, with same with you guys. I think this is kind of wild because this is probably the biggest jump we've seen from someone in like the Final Four. Usually by this point, we're all pretty much on the same page. Like, this person's been a 3. Now they're going to stay a 3. Like, they obviously made some mistakes. They're not going to win this. This is crazy. He's going from a 3 to an 8.
We thought he was leaving at the time of the previous round table.
Well, exactly. And then he goes ahead and wins like 2 competitions between that. It's like crazy. So yeah, very big deal. Whoever has Josh stock, they just went up a ton. So that's going to be interesting to see. Yeah, no, it, for me, I honestly, at this point, it does feel to me like he's going to be our winner. So, you know, we'll see. But at this point, it's leaning that direction.
All right. Well, let's then talk about Kevin. How do we feel about Kevin? I can tell you the audience also gave Kevin a great job, audience. You just gave everyone 5s.
make a decision, audience.
Yeah. Kevin is a 5 from the audience. 80% of you think he's not even in the house anymore, and yet he still got a 5 from you. Okay. All right. Okay. Who am I to talk? How do I feel about Kevin? Well, here's the thing. I think he made a colossal mistake by keeping Josh, and the whole way that he went about it. That said, I don't think he played as poorly as Helena did in terms of like the goodbye message and all of that. Additionally, I like that he's still putting in work with Betty and Josh so that like, to try and stay. Like, Helena's just kind of chilling for the most part, but Kevin's like really out there pushing. And I also think that unlike Helena, he has a great chance to win if he does stay, and then also wins the Final Three HOH. So he's ahead of Helena on those aspects. But behind Helena in the sense that, I think it's more likely that he's gone, but I'm not super sure about it. And I don't want to go like too low on an incorrect assumption that he's gone. So, I've kind of been wavering around. I definitely think that he needs to be punished severely for the Joshua mistake. Mm-hmm. But I think that, because he performed so much better than Helena with jury management for Jace and with the campaigning so far this week, I'm going to give him a 4 as well. We'll see where things go from there. Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Oh, this one's a tough one because if he is still in the house, he would probably be our winner. Like, I feel like if he's can make it to the end, he wins. And the idea that like we're sitting here assuming that he's out of the house and then, oh, guess what? He actually stayed. And now we've given him like 4s is kind of sad. But, you know, I think like if I'm being completely honest with myself, I do think he probably is the one who was just evicted. And, you know, I will say, like, a lot of people were saying, like, with the edit that they gave to Kevin this episode, it's, like, very likely that he's out of the house now because that's, like, a reason why. It's like, oh, he was, you know, a brain fog. He couldn't get his strategy right. He was so lost. And then, you know, he just couldn't pull it together. And then he got kicked out. But at the same time, it could be setting us up for Kevin, like, for us all being so shocked for Kevin to stay in the house because maybe like he is able to pull it out. Maybe he like that all was a setup. I don't know. Because they already know, right? Like that's already happened. So
what?
Exactly. That's going to be us, guys. Just wait. I don't know. I don't want to give him such a low score because I feel like I just have loved his game so much. And if he's still in the house, like it's hard because it's like, we don't know for sure if he's not in the house. Like we don't know for sure that he has made some fatal error or whatever with the Josh situation. It wasn't great, obviously, but if he's still in the house and Josh has kept him around, then like we're going to go. So yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just going to like hedge my bets at this point. And because if he is still in the house, he has a good chance at winning. I'm going to give him a 5 because I just feel like the odds are he's not in the house, but if he is, he could still win. So yeah, I'm just going to give him a 5. I don't know.
Kevin out of the house with a better rating than Helena.
I know.
Melissa. Asian, what do you think?
Yeah, that's what I am totally in between a 4 and a 5 because, you know, the 4 is, yeah, that was a huge error. Because they spent so much time going back and forth with each other that they allowed all this free time for Betty and Josh to realize these things, right? Like they had enough alone time and time to talk and bounce things off each other because they were so preoccupied with each other to figure out who to vote out. And so crucial time wasn't being spent with other people in the house. I do see Kevin as the like enforcer in this duo. And so I'm like, he is the one making all the moves. And the fact that I even think that there's a chance he could still be there, it's because it feels like at this point, we know what Kevin is capable of. And we know that if he was given the opportunity to talk more with Josh, like Josh may have changed his mind about wanting Kevin out or he may have been, hadn't even made his mind up at the point that the feeds went down. And then he tells Betty, vote out Helena. And so if he's there, there's a very strong chance he wins. So it's like, I can't do the 4. I have to go 5.
All right. Are we underestimating Kevin one final time here? It certainly happened plenty of times in the past, but there we go. Those are our ratings for the Stock Watch this week. And that's it. That's the roundtable. We can talk through the leaderboard here.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, let's take a look.
I still had Kevin and Helena. I'm so
screwed. Uh-oh. Melissa's strategy.
I should pull this out.
Okay. Well, in first place was the Martis. Let's see if that holds. If this has been updated. No.
Oh.
We have some big changes to the leaderboard. Joseph now in first place. Went in on Josh, followed by BB Spicoli here in second place. Spicoli killing it here. And Dan here in third place. Wow. What a change up. Joseph goes from 16th to first. Spicoli goes from 23rd to second. Look at that. Look at that. What happened to me? 76th place. Let's go.
Oh my God. You bought Josh. Oh God. I bought Josh. Screwed.
That's right. I knew it. I knew he was going to win these comps. What did I tell you?
I'm so screwed.
What did I tell Kevin and Helena? Josh is going to win these comps. I went with my gut, just like Kevin Martin told me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but you're not staying calm.
I moved up 342 places.
That is insane. That's wild. I dropped for sure. I mean, like, there's no way. Because, yeah, I kept my small little, like, Kevin and Helena, and it's going to be bad.
All right. Well, let's find out what happened to Melissa. Oh, no, you're not the best Melissa anymore.
Yeah. Look at how much I went down. I was like 125 or something.
Second place, Melissa. You moved down 300 spots to 413.
I did have three Josh shares, apparently. Just not enough.
Losing $400. I think I now have double your money. That's rough. Asia, so
I lost
here?
Everything in the triple.
Oh yeah,
$42. Oh God.
Oh boy, you could have made some money by going in on Josh.
I had summer.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, you know, I can go buy something nice from Winners.
That's true.
I wish there was a way to find out what happened to the first place person.
I know. How do you like?
I should have opened them up in a new tab. That's what I should have done.
Oh, yeah. And then you could see. Yeah. We'll have to do that next time.
Oh, man. I don't even see.
Man, I was on page one.
Not anymore. Now I am.
Wait, so I guess I wasn't 125. I was something.
Hmm. Well, there you go. That is the look at the stock watch this week. What a week.
Crazy.
And there's one more week to go as well here, as we will now be
predicting. Get rid of this Kevin and Helena. Get rid of my hands of them.
We will now be trying to predict the winner. How this works is that the winner of Big Brother Canada 10 will receive the equivalent of a 10 rating. That means that they will, if the projections have, let me see if the projections have changed. I think they will. So I think they have. So for instance, if Betty were to win the game, she would double the investment that you put into her. If Helena were to win the game, you would see an increase of 166%. And if Josh wins the game, only 50% increase because he's the current favorite. If Kevin were to go on to win the game, 131% increase on your investment. That's the equivalent of getting a 10 rating if they win the game. If they get second place, they get the equivalent of a 1 rating, meaning if Betty is in second place, you'll lose 66% of what you invest in her. If Helena gets second place, 46%. If Josh gets second place, you lose 76%. And if Kevin gets second place, 59% is lost. The person that comes in third place, you lose everything. They make no money. They have no rating equivalent. Any money that you put into them is gone. The person that's also already evicted in fourth place, also gone. You lose all of the investment in them as well. Now, I believe that we will know who is evicted by the time the market closes. So less risk of that. But either way, that is how the final bit will work here. You are taking a big gamble on who you think will win the game, or you can choose to hold and just bank whatever you've made thus far this season and not do what I did last Big Brother Canada season and risk it all and lose it all on Brayden. So there you go. That is the stock watch for the season. We will be back postseason to wrap up the whole thing. At some point, I'm sure we'll have some, you know, deep dives and exit interviews to get into and all of that. We will go over the final leaderboard and everything there, in the postseason. But for now, that is what we have for you. Melissa, any final thoughts?
No, I'm just excited to see where this whole season ends up. I feel like I could never have predicted this final four, honestly, from the start. So I'm very pleasantly surprised. I feel like everybody's playing. We don't have anyone in the final four who's just been dragged to the end. So I am really appreciative of that. And I'm excited to see who the winner is. I think any one of them could be a great winner. So very excited.
All right, Asia, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I guess speaking of Brayden, you know, we get shout out to the runner ups that were on the episode tonight.
I thought that was a clever idea to have the person that's definitely in the final three hear from a bunch of people that lost and came in second place to be like, don't repeat our mistakes.
I liked that. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. At first, I thought it was just going to be Sabrina. I was like,
that's a random one. Okay. Then I got the vibe. But
So that was cool. But yeah, overall the season, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the feeds. I've enjoyed the episode. So I'm just pleased with it. I'm going to be happy with whoever wins. And so I'm excited to see how it plays out on Wednesday and Thursday. And yeah, it feels like it flew by, but, I don't know if it feels that way to you, Taryn.
You know, it does. I mean, it feels like I got warped into a black hole for the last, four months of my life or something. But, it feels like where did the time go? For sure. EF says in the chat, stock market should close on Wednesday because of the special eviction. This is an interesting idea. What do you think? Should we close the market before we find out who was evicted at the final four to make it even more risky?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, as a person with no stake in the game, with $42, I say do it, because imagine someone who has everything in on Kevin and they still have hope that he's still there. And then he actually is still there.
Right.
And then he pulls out a win.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That would be like so many places would change.
All right, hold on. I've seen yes and I've seen no. I'm gonna make a poll on Twitter right now, a live poll, and we are going to see what the audience thinks or what people on Twitter think.
It's fun. It makes it more challenging. What's wrong with you guys, chat? It's fun.
We'll see. We'll see what the audience thinks if we should close it early. I will make sure to announce the results of the poll by the end of this podcast. I think that there are a lot of people who have a lot to lose that are like, no, give me as much information as possible. And there are people that are like, let's go for it, that are like, yeah.
I think probably because I'm not winning anything on this, then I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Give me a chance.
Making
a poll now.
Yes, I'm trying to type it up. I need you guys to
Sorry. Let's riff. Talk. Watermelon. I'm just kidding. We can actually talk.
Anything else from the episode that was cool? I guess not really.
I'm surprised they didn't do more like second place people. I get that like you can't just have a whole episode of it, but everyone only talked for like 2 seconds. I figured they would have like each final two person.
Who would it have been cool to hear from? Like Kayla?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That would have been a good one. I would have been interested. I think it's interesting to hear like why people think they lost too. Like, I think it'd be interesting to like get everybody's feedback as to like, oh, this is why I think I lost. Or like, I should have done more of this, or like, this was my regret in the game or whatever. I definitely think that would have been cool thing. Yeah. Plus, like, we had time to kill. I thought that the outfits for the awards ceremony, I did not love them as much as I loved last season's, because last season's was the beautiful, like, the headdresses and everyone was looking, like, so wild and crazy. I thought it was fantastic. This one was a little, everyone looked good, but it just was plain.
Yeah.
And in terms of, like the award show, like, yes, it is a little boring, but I appreciate it so much more than the stupid Big Brother US, like just random clip show. I don't love that. I like seeing them watch themselves.
Yes, that's my favorite part
like
about
they
it.
Get to, that's the first time they're seeing themselves on TV as part of the show. So to see them see it is so entertaining and fun. And I much prefer that than watching the BBUS clip show, which I never watch. So
So better. the poll is up on Twitter. You have about 4 minutes to vote the Twitter poll. Should the stock market close on Wednesday or Thursday? As of right now, Wednesday is winning. So
114 votes already.
I just voted.
Let's see. what did we think of Josh's winter outfit? Because personally, I feel like this was perhaps the best winter's outfit all season.
I feel like I liked his outfit, but I was just telling Asia, I don't know if you heard, but like I liked last season's outfits better.
No, I mean the winner's outfit, not the award outfit, but the winner's outfit.
Those from winners?
Yes, they do.
I thought they did.
The Josh winning HOH, he had the winner's look. It was separate from the awards look.
But the awards, those were winners, right?
Those were also winners? Okay.
Yes.
Everything's from winners. That's the point, Taryn. You can get anything you want there, anything you can dream of. Winners has it.
Oh, yes, I did. I had to remind myself. I did love Josh's look. He had like the white and then the kind of like, what is it like? Not maroon, but pinkish suit. I thought he looked really nice. I lied. He looked great.
I don't remember it.
But that's not even what you were asking. You were asking his HOH winner's look.
Yes.
That's a great question. I can't even remember it. Oh, the shirt. Was it the shirt? Because he wore that
wearing a shirt. Yep.
Yes. Okay. Because he was wearing that when the feeds came on. Mm-hmm. Like we saw him have conversations in that shirt.
Yeah.
It looked good.
I don't remember it.
All right.
I never pay attention when they're doing that.
The poll is close. Wednesday winning still with 59% from what I'm seeing here. We'll see. This is the thing. Look, if you don't watch the roundtable live, then you don't know how to vote in the polls when they pop up. Yeah. That's what happens. You gotta be on top of your stocks.
It's surprising. We have like almost 300 votes already. Wow.
It also I think I just have to wait for it to close because it keeps like updating and then reverting. And it's like, only 100 votes now. I'm like, what?
Wait, I just had more.
Yeah.
I retweeted it too so we can get some more.
Okay. Look, I can't be blamed for this.
Winning.
It's entirely up to the audience at this point. So if you don't like the results, blame the audience.
What we're saying is like, like the chat is saying all this stuff. Like the chat is saying all this stuff. Turns out it didn't matter because the voters were on a completely different page. So when we were looking at the chat, we were like, oh my God, everybody's saying no. Everybody's saying Thursday. There's no way they're going to vote Wednesday. Guess what? I guess there's a silent majority out there who's, you know, voting for America's favorite or Canada's favorite player. And we have no idea what's going on. So I there's no way of predicting literally anything, apparently.
Oh, boy. Well, we will see. The latest update still has Wednesday in the lead. We'll see. We'll see where this goes.
0 minutes left.
All right. Oh, yeah. It does say 0 minutes left. Is it closed? Is it done?
Yeah.
Poll ending. It says poll ending.
Wow.
I'll let it settle here. I don't understand how Twitter polls function, but we'll give it one more sec. Of course, you can find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, hanging out, watching episodes with all of you. The schedule for the week should be Helena's game recap tomorrow morning, Kevin's on Wednesday morning, and then probably no live stream on Twitch for the Wednesday episode, as we will be doing Survivor stuff, but I might try to get a stream going for the finale watching over on Twitch, and then of course we will have finale coverage for you as well after the episode, so check all of that out. Let's see, has the poll officially final results?
Yep.
Wednesday.
Wow.
With 58% of the vote.
There we go.
The people have spoken.
Fair and square.
Yeah. All right. So the market will close on Wednesday prior to the Wednesday episode. That is the current current voice of the people. So there you go. All right. That's where we've got Asia. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. I am currently podcasting with Jason Reed about Married at First Sight. I know I've been saying that a lot for the past 4 months, but I truly have been podcasting for that long. We still have one more month to go because there are three more episodes to talk about. So follow the Love at First Sight feed to get all of that content, as well as the ultimatum and Love is Blind. You can also follow me on whenever I play Goose Goose Duck. Now I'm streaming, so you can follow me on twitch.tv/AsiaLikeAsia. And then also, if you're in New York this week for the Live Know-It-Alls, you can find me there.
All right. And you can, of course, find Melissa at It's Melissa with three A's. Three of them. thank you all so much for joining us here tonight. And we will see all of you next time.